From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, today's topic is fairy lanterns and fairy bells. Fairy lanterns and bells are two species of small perennials with white flowers that grow in lowland coniferous trees throughout our area. They are closely related to Lily of the Valley, a European perennial with arching stems of fragrant white lantern-shaped flowers. All of these species have extensive root systems and die back to below ground each winter. In spring, they put up arching new shoots with white flowers under the leaves towards the tips. The shoots can be up to 2 feet long. Fairy lanterns have flowers that form a tube with flared tips. Fairy bells flare the petals out to make an open cone like a bell. In fall, both species have orange to red fruits with numerous large seeds. Animals eat the fruit, but local tribes vary between considering them edible and poisonous in their medicinal lore. Some tribes completely avoid them. Others use fairy lantern fruits for love medicine, though how this is prepared is not widely known. Both species make lovely flowering perennials for the shady woodland garden. Once established, the underground rhizomes grow a bit larger each year, and the flowering stems get a bit taller. They grow well with ferns, bleeding heart, oxalis, and other woodland plants in the shade garden. Mosses also make good companions to fairy bells and fairy lanterns. These wild flowers brighten up the shade each spring with white flowers. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.